This is Miss Kay Morgan joining us all the way from Placerville, California.
It's Placerville, but yes, good morning.
Oh, man, Placerville.
Close.
Well, okay, first off, where's Placerville?
Placerville is about 40 miles east of Sacramento in the Sierra foothills. We're at an elevation of almost 2,600 feet at the airport there. And I am president of EAA Chapter 512.
And you made the trek?
I made the trek from Chicago, via automobile, but we flew in.
You came
commercial.
In under the radar, is how we say.
Well, yeah. You know, I've been here every year since 94, except for 1 year I missed. And
oh, my.
So I've seen a lot of changes, but this year's changes are really nice.
So you've been here every year except one from 1994.
That's correct.
Now, have you flown in here before?
Yes, I have. Three different times with a friend. We flew in.
What is your impression of that experience?
Oh, it's busy. I mean, you're busy in the cockpit looking for airplanes and watching out for everything. But first time is probably the most intimidating. So
yeah, I've been told that it's not something you should do on your own.
No. Actually, it's much safer if you have someone with you to keep their eyes out watching for all the traffic coming in over Ripon and all of that is... There's a lot of airplanes out there, so.
Well, the other thing that I've heard about flying into Oshkosh is that if you want to fly into Oshkosh, you should be in the right seat coming in with someone that already has experience flying into Oshkosh, so you get a feel for it, and you just don't go into it cold.
And you don't panic.
That's it. And you have to really, you need to read up on all of the NOTAMs and the procedures because... I've heard people trying to talk to the tower, and they don't want to talk to you. They just want you to follow their instructions.
Just listen and do.
Listen and do. Rock your wings when they ask you to, you know.
Right.
Be at the right altitude, you know.
So what's going on in Placerville?
Well, we have a nice little chapter there that was organized in 1974, so we've been around for a while. And right now we have about 65 members, and we have projects going. We have right now, we have fewer projects than we've ever had. I think because most of the projects have been finished, and we need, you know, a couple of new projects getting going, and we have restorations going as well as building. We have quite a few people that are just flyers. You know, they have their own spam cans, as some people call them. I call them manufactured airplanes.
Well, spam cans is a more affectionate term, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but
it's
you know, wrapped. like mine isn't. Mine is not a is not all metal. So I have a tube and fabric airplane. So.
Wow, what are you flying?
Citabria.
Nice. That's just all right. It's a fabric covered spam can.
Yeah.
No, that one can go upside down. So we'll really cut her some slack.
I have the inverted fuel and oil system.
See,
nice.
See? So when the grandkids come over, you really give them a ride.
That's right.
Oh boy,
the grandkids love her.
Anyway,
she's the cool grandma.
Yeah.
So we have quite a few things going on. The biggest project that the chapter has been doing is a annual private pilot ground school. And
nice.
It's an 18-week course.
Wow.
We offer all the local CFIs get together, and each of them teach a class or two, and we only charge the students for their books and materials.
It's nice. Thomas, I don't live in Placerville.
Yeah. We've had as many as 25 people graduate, and as few as about 8. But there's usually about a 55% attrition rate. People start out, work gets in the way, family gets in the way. Those are the two biggest things.
Yep.
And then out of the ones that graduate, probably about 25 or 30% go on to get their license. So we're making a big impact. We've been doing it for 10 years. 10 years. So you know what impact we've had on the local aviation community.
Well, I'm assuming that there's a flight school on the airport as well?
We have a flight school on the airport. We have another flight school that's about 12 miles away, so at another airport, at Cameron Park. So we give them a platform for...
Right, you get them started.
Get them started. This is an outgrowth of the Flying Start program that EAA started with, and we did that for a few years, and we decided that it really wasn't giving them enough to put their teeth into. So a couple of the CFIs in the chapter started it, and I took over after about the third or fourth year and organized it and helped teach it.
Well, that's a great way to get started. I mean, it's not expensive, and you get deep into it and immediately realize whether you think you want to do more with it or not.
Yeah, and we are in a really good area. We can pull in lots of expertise. We have air traffic control. NorCal air traffic control is right there in Sacramento. Rancho Cordova, so we're able to pull in usually an air traffic control speaker. We get to tour one of the towers in the Sacramento area. Sometimes we get to actually tour TRACON. And I have a friend that it works for the National Weather Service. And so he comes and gives part of the talk on the weather.
You've got it covered from all directions.
We do. We try to really give them a real feel for what it is. And then at the end of the class, we try to do a flyout in our chapter. Members take a couple of people with them, and we go somewhere within 100 miles and have lunch. And that really, for those that haven't started flying, it really gets them thinking about it.
Yeah, you see it once you get up and see that different perspective.
Do you do the typical EAA chapter pancake breakfast to help raise funds?
We do a few of those. This year, we're doing a few more than we have been. A lot of times, we have raffles and things like that, and then about every 5 years, there's an airport day at our airport that draws in a lot of public, and we usually have a raffle or something like that. Last year, we had some wonderful donations from a local pilot that donated a number of significant items, like framed aviation prints and stuff like that. And so we were able to raffle those off and raise some money with that. So between the local aviation community donating stuff to our chapter to raise funds with raffle and stuff, and the pancake breakfast, we don't have a super large treasury. So, you know, we keep our operating funds within a budget.
Even though you don't have a lot of resources, it sounds like you guys are tremendously active.
We are. We are. We're like a lot of the other chapters. We're graying. And so some of our longtime members are no longer flying, and we're always looking for the new ones. And ground school helps with that because it gives the people the fellowship of meeting other pilots before they're expected to come into a meeting of a bunch of other pilots. So, you know, this works pretty well.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people, especially beginners, they get overwhelmed, they get intimidated, and they forget the fact that everybody was a beginner at one time.
Yeah, even Chuck Yeager had a flight instructor.
Yeah, knowing other pilots, the ground school lessens that intimidation with the with having everybody on a common ground, even though we have a number of pilots from the local community come through and do it as a refresher. Last year we had 4 pilots, licensed pilots, been licensed a long time, came through. You know, once you're a pilot, you don't study that stuff anymore.
That's right.
That's it.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping by.
All right.
And I can't say enough about joining your local EAA chapter just for access to that type of resources.
Well, you know, not only that, but, you know, if somebody needs a hand with a project, an extra pair of hands and eyes certainly goes a long way for some of the larger grunt work tasks.
We have a number of tech counselors and a number of flight advisors in our chapter, so the builders have a lot of resources there.
I'm told that grandkids are needed to complete certain aircraft.
Yeah.
you could shove them down in the tail cone. Oh, do that rivet.
That's what I've heard.
One guy over here swears it's true.
Yep. Thank you for stopping by.
All right. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you guys, and I'll see you around next year, maybe, if not later in the weekend.
You better be here next
year. Please, come on back.
And we're going to hold you out for a Satabia ride.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to us on
EAA Radio.